stepping onto Ulva Island can feel like a journey back in time, a chance to hear the echo of what was once New Zealand. For the last century, the island has been a wildlife sanctuary, home to a stunning variety of native species of birds and plants. Music composer and naturalist Douglas Quinn has spent more than 15 years documenting vanishing soundscapes around the world. He shares this audio postcard of a dawn chorus at Ulva Island.
I arrive by boat in the hours before dawn, under a cloudless sweep of stars, with moonlight dancing on the waters of Paterson Inlet. Ulva Island is small, about 620 acres of temperate rainforest lying in the shelter of the inlet, part of Stewart Island, the southernmost and third largest of New Zealand's major islands. The country's first settlers, the Maori, arrived at Ulva centuries ago, stripping bark from native trees to help preserve food. Europeans arrived in New Zealand in the 1700s, and a small settlement was established at Ulva in the 19th century. Joseph Banks accompanied the English explorer James Cook on the HMS Endeavour. When first anchored off New Zealand's shores, Banks noted the enchanting qualities of the soundscape in his journal. On January 17, 1770, he made the following entry. "This morn I was awakened by the singing of birds ashore, from whence we were distant not a quarter of a mile. Their voices were certainly the most melodious, wild music I have ever heard, almost imitating small bells, but with the most tunable silver sound imaginable." No doubt Joseph Banks was among the first Europeans to describe the song of the bellbird, which is found throughout much of New Zealand. The Maori have more than 25 names for this vocal creature. The bellbird's melodious, liquid notes were considered by the Maori to be symbolic of human material existence, with its sensual seductions, as well as a plea to seek deeper meaning within, the spiritual reflection of our humanity. I head into the woods along a neatly groomed track. The dawn chorus has begun. Bellbirds and tuis percolate in the humid haunts of the forest. Parrots, parakeets, fantails, New Zealand pigeons, gray warblers, and tomtits gradually join in. There are few, if any, of the introduced European birds which are commonly heard across the farms and meadows of New Zealand. Ulva Island is distinct in its voices, textures, and rhythms. The soundscape itself an endangered legacy of our natural heritage. There are very few places like this in all of New Zealand. Along with the first people to these islands came rats, the Polynesian rat, the Norwegian rat, and the ship rat. This spelled disaster for much of the native wildlife. In the 800 years since first human contact, 32 known species of bird have disappeared. In history's most notable example, the 7-foot flightless moa was hunted to extinction. In 1992, a concerted effort was made to realize a safe haven for dwindling numbers of New Zealand's native birds. A team of Department of Conservation staff, scientists, and community volunteers spent 5 years ridding Ulva Island of rats. However, success in achieving a restored, predator-free ecosystem has not been easy. An instance of a stowaway rat arriving by boat a few years ago, and the sighting of one swimming nearly 100 yards from shore, are a reminder of just how tenuous a prospect Ulva Island is as a wildlife refuge.